The next item on the agenda pertains to taking of sharks. Who has that one?
It's me.
It would be Ms. Madsen.
My job.
Proceed, Ms. Madsen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Commissioner. Good morning, Commissioners. This is a public hearing on a proposal to amend Chapter 4, VAC 20-490, pertaining to sharks, to establish the commercial spiny dogfish annual quota for the 2020 fishing year using Virginia's percent allocation of the coastwide commercial spiny dogfish quota, as well as to require the use of non-offset, non-stainless steel circle hooks when fishing for sharks recreationally, except when fishing with flies or artificial lures. Next slide, please. So there are two issues before the commission, the first being setting the spiny dogfish quota. So on October 25th of 2018, ASMFC established the 2019 through 2021 fishing year specifications for spiny dogfish. Just as a reminder, for spiny dogfish, the fishing year actually runs through May 1st of the current calendar year through April 30th of the following calendar year. On May 15th, on 2019, NOAA issued the final rule specifications for the 2019 fishing year, as well as the projected specifications for fishing years 2020 and 2021. This year, March 6th, the coastwide commercial quota for 2020 was released. So for 2020, the coastwide commercial quota is approximately 23 million pounds. Next slide, please. So Virginia's total allocation for 2020 is approximately 2.5 million pounds. This is actually a 13% increase from the 2019 fishing year quota. The chart that you see before you is just outlining the fishing years, as well as all of the regions and states that participate in the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for spiny dogfish. Next slide, please. So spiny dogfish are jointly managed by the Mid-Atlantic Council as well as the Northeast Fisheries Management Council and ASMFC. ASMFC establishes the specifications and NOAA sets the final rules yearly. Virginia receives 10.795% of the coastwide commercial allocation. What we've done, like you've seen for bluefish and actually at the last hearing for black sea bass, staff has removed the quota poundage number and replaced that with Virginia's percent allocation. And like Olivia just mentioned, we expect that this increases our regulatory efficiency and expediency. So when NOAA publishes their final rule, we already have that written into our regulations. Next slide, please. So issue number two that's before you is pertaining to sharks and circle hooks. So the background here is that ASMFC has established language in the Coastal Sharks Fisheries Management Plan that requires that recreational anglers use non-offset, non-stainless steel circle hooks when fishing for sharks, except when they're fishing with flies or artificial lures. ASMFC has set a compliance date for this of July 1st, 2020. And these measures are consistent with those already required for federal highly migratory species permit holders under that HMS Amendment 11. Next slide, please. So the goal here is to reduce release mortality, and numerous studies have demonstrated that fish that are caught and released while using these non-offset circle hooks are more likely to survive than a fish caught using the traditional J hooks when you're using natural bait. In the lower right-hand corner of your screen, you can see these illustrated for you, the J hook kind of pointing parallel to the shaft where the circle hook kind of turns back sharply towards the shaft. And then you can also see non-offset and offset hooks. So the ASMFC Law Enforcement Committee has discussed the difficulty with enforceability of such sorts of regulations. However, they saw that there was a good added value of adding a circle hook requirement that could reduce recreational release mortality for sharks. They did stress that we should adopt consistent language by all states, including a definition of a circle hook, which is what we'll go over when we look at our regulation. Next slide. To start off with the first section 20 of this regulation, this will be on page 1 of the regulation. We added two definitions, the first being for our first issue, which is establishing that annual quota means Virginia's 10.795% share of the annual coastwide commercial spiny dogfish quota as managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. The second definition is for circle hook, where circle hook means a non-offset, non-stainless steel hook with the point turned sharply back and straight towards the shank. Next slide, please. So if you turn your attention to pages 5 and 6, these notes are in brown because they are just some language changes and they don't really change the intent. So for section 30, we added the word commercial gear restrictions because we wanted to just clarify that this was only commercial gear restrictions. We actually removed a recreational gear restriction down to a later section. So you'll see that subsection D has been crossed out here. That was just moved down to section 40. So you'll see that on the next page. And then in our new subsection E, we just adjusted some of the language so that we maintain consistency among the subsections. Makes things a little bit easier to understand. Next slide, please. So moving on to pages 6 and 7, this is section 40. We've added the terminology and gear restrictions to the title of this section. Again, because this was pertaining to recreational harvest limitations, we wanted to add the recreational gear restrictions to this section to keep things consistent throughout. So new subsection G is just moved from the previous section. And new subsection H is actually pertaining to our circle hook. So new subsection H reads, any person fishing recreationally for sharks shall use non-offset, corrodible, non-stainless steel circle hooks except when fishing with flies or artificial lures. Next slide, please. Now we're moving into our other issue, which is setting the commercial spiny dogfish quota. This is in section 42 on page 9. You can see that in subsection A, we've just made a few of those changes in brown that are just clarifying what a fishing year is and what it means. We've removed the poundage number from subsection A and replaced that with annual quota except as specified in subsection B of this section. Subsection B clarifies that if a quota transfer occurs between Virginia and another state or region participating in the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for spiny dogfish, Virginia's annual quota for the fishing year shall be limited to the annual quota amount as adjusted for transfers. Next slide, please. Still in section 42, you can turn your attention to pages 9 and 10. These are some simple language changes. We've shifted the rest of the subsections in this section to accommodate that new subsection B that I just read on our previous slide. We made some slight language changes, again, for consistency among subsections. A few of the other edits that were made is we specified that we are discussing the annual quota, and that can be edited by subsections A and B, which I also read on our previous slide. Next slide, please. So our staff recommendation here is to approve amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-490 pertaining to sharks to establish the commercial spiny dogfish annual quota for the 2020 fishing year using Virginia's percent allocation, which is the 10.795% of the coastwide commercial spiny dogfish quota, and to require the use of non-offset, non-stainless steel circle hooks when fishing for sharks recreationally, except when fishing with flies or artificial lures. And with that, I would be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Any questions by members of the commission? Again, just to make sure, any questions by members of the commission on this matter? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter, for or against? Hearing none, the matter is before the commission.
Dr. Neal, move to approve staff recommendation.
Thank you, Dr. Neal. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miner, correct?
John Zedrin.
Mr. Zedrin.
Mr. Zedrin. Okay, thank you. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Miner?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.